Good morning and Merry Christmas. My name's Jeff, and it's my pleasure to read the Bible for us this morning on this Christmas day. We're going to read from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7, but before I read, please join me as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can celebrate today that you sent Jesus to be with us, God with us, and not just to be with us, but to be one of us, Lord, to be made like us, to live, to experience humanity firsthand, and Lord, to be the perfect representative of us before you. Lord, we thank you for the joy of Jesus being with us and for everything that he did for us in your name. Father, we thank you for him and we praise you today. Please be with us as we listen to your word now. May it sink into our hearts and minds as we read it and as James teaches it to us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9, starting at verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
All right, well, Merry Christmas, everyone. My name is James. I'm the minister here at Living Church. If we haven't met, it is so great to have you all here with us to celebrate Christmas this year. I don't know what your plans are for the rest of the day, but I hope they're looking good. I hope they're full of joy and hope and all those good things. Kids, who was allowed to open presents before they came to church? Okay. All right, awesome. And whose parents love them and teach them discipline? Cheeky, joking, sorry. All right, now, kids, I actually do need you guys to help me out with something, a little bit of fun, to help introduce one of the ideas that we're going to be thinking about this morning. Now, you might notice here, I've got some bright colored objects. Brad, you might want to move your guitar, buddy. Got this here. No, I'm serious. You might want to move your guitar. All right. And I've got this rope with a prize here in the middle. So I need, they didn't pay me for sponsorship, so you can't see the logo. I need two equally matched teams of children, all right? So approximately size close, all right? Yeah, Teddy and Tommy, you guys look about right, so let's get you on separate teams here. One of you stand on that side, one of you stand on this side, okay? Good, on the other side of the colour bits there. Good. Let's see here. All right, I need a couple of girls. I need at least two. Thea, you're going to leave your friend just out there? Come on. You two girls, come on up. Come on, Thea, you can do it. All right, good job. All right, girls pick separate teams there. Awesome. Now I need the next size up. All right, Toby and Josiah, come on. Yep, all right. And next size up again. Becca, come on, you're in. All right. Now, seriously though, girls, don't be intimidated, but who will take on Becca here? Come on, where's Chloe? Chloe, where's Chloe? Where's she at? She's hiding. She's literally, come on, Chloe, get on up here. Yeah, all right. Good job. All right. Okay, now, I also need some safety spotters, maybe some responsible youth leaders. I can't see any, so Sam and Tom, you guys will do. Thanks. Awesome. All right, now you guys are safety spotters. You're not pulling, you're not competing against each other. Is that clear? You can cheer, okay, but your job is to make sure nobody falls off the stage on either side, okay? Now, kids, rope burn is a real thing, but, okay, just take this out here, guys. You hold that side here. All right, now, we need to stand there, okay? All right, now, good. Now, this is our marker here. Okay, so here's how this works, all right? First team to get the chocolate, okay? Yeah, that's okay. A little tension's fine. All right. First team to get the chocolate across your brightly colored line here. Thank you, lighting team. Appreciate that. All right. On my mark is going to be the winner, and then you will unleash a victory cry, okay? So, now, all right, we're not starting yet, but get your tension. Don't get caught by surprise. All right. All right. You guys ready? All right. One, two, three. Wait, guys, stop. That was an early pull. Stop. That was definitely an early pull. I'm watching you guys, all right? All right. When I say go, I'm going to go one, two, three, go. Ready? One, two, three, go. There you go. Oh, it's a win. That's a win for gold. All right. Great job, Red. All right, gold. Now, before you go, all right, on three, I want you to give that a great big cheer. One, two, three, we've got the chocolates, all right? One, two, three.
We've got the chocolates!
Come on now, yes. All right. Great job to them. All right. You guys can divide that amongst yourselves. Head on back. All right. One of you trustworthy people can hold it for now and divide it a little bit later. Awesome. Now, let me tell you, there is a point to this, apart from just good Christmas fun and me winning the affection of children for years to come. It's Christmas. The theme that we've been working with has been light has come into the world. But if you've been around church at all during term four, we've also been looking at this idea of joy and rejoicing in Christ. And there's actually a passage here that's a classic Christmas passage that kind of ties those themes together, but you might not have noticed it before, even if it's a familiar thing. So we often hear these words at Christmas time. For to us, a child is born, to us, a son is given, the government will be on his shoulders, and he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And we normally associate it with, you know, the nativity sort of scene, that sort of idea, the coming of Jesus into this world. But before it got associated with this idea, in that passage that Jeff read for us just before, it was actually a passage that had a much sort of darker context. It was given at a time when God's Old Testament people were being threatened by enemies around them. Okay, so if you go back to, you know, these are the words that come from Isaiah, the prophet. Okay, he was about 800 years before Jesus. And the people of God had been disobedient and actually trusting in God's enemies more than they'd been trusting in him. And so Isaiah says, because the people has rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloah, which was in the Promised Land, and rejoices over Rezin and the son of Remaliah, these enemies, therefore the Lord is about to bring against them the mighty floodwaters of the Euphrates, the king of Assyria with all his pomp. Basically, God is going to bring judgment on his people because they've disobeyed, they've trusted in foreign powers instead of in God, and so now judgment's going to come. And it's in this context that these words were actually first spoken. And so when this Old Testament prophecy was first given, the people in Isaiah's time, they weren't thinking way, way, way in the future. They were looking for something a little bit more immediate. And they were thinking about a promised ruler who was going to come up and rule the nation of Israel, and set them free from these foreign powers. That's who these words first apply to. That's why it goes on to say, of the greatness of his government and peace, there'll be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. They were hoping for one of David's descendants. King David was the greatest king of Israel in the Old Testament. They were hoping one of his descendants was going to rise up and remake Israel into a great place where there was righteousness and justice and peace and all this sort of stuff. And so at the start of the chapter, it describes how the people are going to be feeling when this great new king comes. And this is where we see these themes of light and joy in the lead up to this passage. It says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And then it says, you have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice with the divine plunder. You see what I did there? Yeah. Okay. There's this rejoicing that takes place in the victory that God is going to bring to them. And it's a celebration. Light has dawned. Okay, like we had light dawn upon us as we were working through our tug of war. And in victory, there's this rejoicing that takes place. And it's in that context that these words are given. When the light dawns, when this promised one arises, light comes and there is much rejoicing. And so it's helpful to understand that these words, while we picture them with the nativity scene now, were originally thought of as a great warrior rising then, but even more now, we see the picture of the triumphant one upon the cross. That the light that's dawned is the victory that Jesus has won over death for all of us. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And so in Christmas time, we celebrate that light has come into the world, but even more specifically, the light has come into the world. We talked about this a little bit at Carol's, if you were here with us for this. Jesus described himself as the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And we talked about how what makes it possible for Jesus to give us the light of life is the fact that he conquered darkness. That he came into the world to overcome. Now, there was a moment when it looked as though, for all money, that the darkness had won, that literally the sun stopped shining when Jesus breathed his last breath upon the cross and was placed in the darkness of the tomb. It looked for all money as though darkness had actually finally overcome, that God's promise one had been put to an end. But after 3 days of darkness in that tomb, Jesus rises with the dawn. And in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. And so at Christmas time, we rejoice in Jesus' victory over the darkness. Not just his arrival in this world, led to us by a star and the angels shining and singing all those great carols and all that sort of stuff. But we also rejoice in the fact that through his death and resurrection, Jesus has overcome the darkness and makes it possible for us to walk in the light too. One of Jesus' earliest followers said this about God's church. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And that's why at Christmas time, it's a season of hope. It's a season of light. It's a season of joy because we know that the Lord has won this great victory over the darkness. It's why we can say the Lord is my light and my salvation. And even in the face of the darkness that we endure in this world, still we can have hope and believe that something brighter is coming because Jesus has said he's going to come back and remake the world. That while we might find ourselves in depression and pain, in relational breakdown, in our own immorality, facing the consequences of bad choices that we've made, we can still have hope because Jesus has paid the price for our sins. We can be forgiven. We can be restored. We can be healed because the light has come into the world. And that means that we can rejoice. That just as the nation of Israel, it was prophesied that when the light dawned on them, that they would rejoice. This was the point of emphasis that they had. They would be able to rejoice again and again like those who bring in the harvest, like those who win a great battle and divide the spoils and plunder. That's the sort of rejoicing that we're meant to now experience because of what Christ has done. And so as Isaac took us through that passage last week at the end of Philippians, the command of Paul, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Now it's changed a little bit. We don't rejoice now so much as those who are soldiers with the battle to fight. It says there, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And this is the cool thing about what Christ's victory has done for us. It means that having been given so much, having been forgiven of our sins, having been given the guarantee of eternal life, we can now walk in the light. We can be strong enough to be gentle. We can be strong enough to be kind. We can be strong enough to be good.
We can be strong enough to be faithful, to be self-controlled, to be patient, to be all these great things in the face of darkness, in the face of opposition, in the face of bad things that come against us. That's what it means that the light has come into the world. The light has come into the world, so now we can rejoice and we too can walk in the light. That's what we've been called to now, to be people of the light, to walk in the light. We've been called out of darkness and now we live in it. Because that's what it means for us to now worship God as the one who is light himself. It says here in 1 John, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. And Christmas is a joyful time. It's a happy time. It's a time of celebrating. It's a time of friends and family. But I would be remiss if this is one of the couple of times of the year that you come to church and you are living in some sort of illusion that just popping in every now and again is enough to keep the big man upstairs happy, that we need to recognize that that's not what Jesus has called us to. That's not what he has conquered death for. That's not what he paid the price for our sins for us to just occasionally show up at church, but rather for us to walk in the light, to follow him completely, to live for him in all that we do. And so we don't want to be living a lie. We don't want to be pretending that we're right with God, that we're good with God, when really it's just a couple of days a year. Rather, as it says here, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, the Son, purifies us from all sin. We can walk in the light together. We can walk in the joy of Christ together when we commit to following him in all that he has for us. So my hope and prayer for us now is that in celebrating all the good things that we're going to have time for today, that we would make sure that we're walking in the light. Kids, it starts with you guys. As you guys are receiving presents today, you're playing board games that you receive, you're playing games and shooting Nerf bullets at each other. And sorry, I didn't mean to spoil anyone's surprise, parents. Sorry if that still came. Whatever gifts you receive, when you receive them, are you going to walk in the light? Are you going to be selfish and are you going to be like, this is all mine and I just can't wait to play with it and you're going to get all Gollum about it, precious? Or are you going to be thankful to mum and dad? Are you going to be willing to share? Are you going to be willing to let this gift remind you of everything that Jesus has given us? And parents, as you're stressed trying to get food on the table or making those big drives or seeing that family member, you know who I'm talking about. It's so great because I just need to say it and somebody just picked it, like came into your head, all right? And sorry, guys, if you couldn't think of anyone, you're probably that person. I'm sorry. But this is the thing, right? When we talk about walking in the light, I don't want to make it seem like this massive supernatural thing that's separated from reality. What we're talking about is being loving and kind in the face of challenges. The difficult people that we all have in our lives, the bad attitudes that we all have at times. That to walk in gentleness and love and joy and hope and grace and mercy and forgiveness and kindness, that's what it means to walk in the light. And we can do that today. Yes, there'll be stress. Yes, there'll be challenge. We'll go back to work next week and we'll start a new year. But let's, on this Christmas day, remember what it is to walk in the light and be thankful to Christ who's made it possible for us to do just that. Will you pray with me? Father God, thank you so much for sending Jesus into the world, the light of the world. Thank you that through his death upon the cross, he has overcome the darkness. Thank you, Lord, that in his triumph, we too can be set free from sin and death and darkness to walk in the light. We pray, Father, that today we would be mindful as we celebrate all that you have done for us, that we would walk in the light ourselves, that your spirit would be at work in us to help us be gracious and kind and loving and patient and good and self-controlled and faithful and merciful and all that good stuff. And we pray, Father, that as we do that, that we'd honor you, we'd walk in the light, we would rejoice together in the gifts that you've given us, that we might know you for all eternity. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's see.